Have you ever stopped and wondered what your life would be like if Carmelo had signed to the Bulls?
Not really. I mean, be playing basketball somewhere. You know, obviously, I'm really happy to be here, but you know, we got a pretty good team. Sometimes it's nice to have a Bentley, but the Honda Accord will get you here as well.
That's a nice analogy.
Paul Gasol, the Honda Accord.
Yeah, you can figure it out.
You get the Knicks tomorrow night. Seem like they're in a little bit of disarray right now. Catching them at the right time?
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, it's the type of team, though, with the talent, the experience they have. I mean, they can get it going on any given night, and they can turn the thing around. So we know we got to come in and play a good game. You know, we know the strengths of their team, Carmelo, and some of the guards they have. So we'll have to play well to win.
Mike, do you sit and think about how much of this surface is kind of being scratched? I mean, this is probably maybe fourth or fifth practice we've had the 9-man rotation all up there. I mean, do you think about that, or is it just such a day-by-day thing that you don't come across that until it's time?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, I think you definitely think about it. You see guys playing, you know, 40-plus minutes and things like that, and these guys are sitting out in there because of injuries, and it'd be nice to have a whole complement of players, but there's no guarantees for this thing. We've got to make do with what we have, but yeah, we get a full complement of players out here. We feel pretty good what we do.
Do you like back-to-backs? After the Knicks, you've got Memphis.
Yeah, I mean, no. But it's part of the gig, and you know, you got to get ready for them and do it. It would be great at some point along the way if the NBA can limit the number of levels. Here in Chicago, it seems like we just have more because of much, we're going to be home and hop off back to back on the road and come back home for Saturday night. So it seems like we get started a little bit more, but you got to roll the punches.
Paul and Carmelo are two totally different players. Where would this team be right now if they didn't have this team?
Yeah, tough to say. I mean, we'd be in much better hold than everybody can imagine. He's just about so much that we missed him. And now he's really still healthy. Just having somebody like that's going to be awesome.
You've seen him, Mike. You've seen him afar. You've seen him from afar in Los Angeles. He kind of, I mean, at least it looked like there was some fade in his game. Are you surprised with how much he's brought since he's been here?
Not really. I really felt like watching the last couple of years, any fade in his game was more a result of the system he was in or the way they were using him. And I was the type of player that his skill level and size. He can do what he does for a long time. You know, even though he's 33, 34 years old, however old he is,